This is KB3 KW, TK2J. Yeah, you got it up for us. Thank you.
Okay. Let's try it this way. It doesn't look like that I have internet service. Sorry, folks, we're a little late. Give me just a moment. I'll be right back.
KB3 WQI Echo Link standing by.
All right. Looks like I'm going to have to do this on the Android tonight. My internet went down just about 20 minutes ago, and it's not back. So let me KB3JQQ. Scott, are you hearing me okay?
Oh, you sound fine there, Marty. KB3JQQ.
Okay, what's going to be missing tonight is I will not be able to see anything in the text box, so we're going to have to get around that. Welcome to the welcome to February's meeting, EchoLink, Maryland section, Maryland DC section. Thank you all for joining us and for your patience. Just dealing with some internet issues here, so I've had to resort to the smartphone. So there will be no text messages I can see, at least easily enough. We'll go ahead and get started. Stand by.
If you press the one that looks like a cartoon bubble, you'll be able to see the text messages. KB3JQQ.
Yep. That's true, Scott. I'll be able to see them as soon as I get back to that screen. So I don't have that on this one. I get to talk or I get to see. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Thank you for joining us. This is our second meeting for the for 2016. Well, I think we've all survived the few storms that we've had, some snow, rain, sleet. But apparently the weatherman, forecasters, meteorologists, gophers, groundhogs, and weather rocks are all predicting a warm weekend. Well, I guess we'll see, because checking the thermometer over here, it's still just about freezing. All right, so let's go and get jumped right into it this evening. We've had one ham fest so far. We've got some more coming up. If you get the section news, you'll know that the next one that is scheduled is the Frederick Ham Fest Indoor Tailgate. It's going to be at the Independent Hose Company Social Hall in Frederick. There's information about that on the section news. And it's being sponsored by the Frederick Amateur Radio Club. If you live south and over near Virginia, you might want to check out Annandale. I'm sorry, let me give you the date. March 19th for the Frederick Ham Fest. March 20th, the next day, is Winterfest 2016 for Annandale, the Northern Virginia Community College. The Vienna Wireless Society is going to put that event together for you. And then in April, we go to Culpeper in Culpeper, Virginia, with the Culpeper Amateur Radio Association on the 9th of April. Big event coming up also in April on the 15th, actually two events. The VHF Super Conference is going to be at Dulles. I'm sorry, it's going to be in Sterling, Virginia. Sterling, Virginia, the VHF Radio Club, Mount Airy, is going to be hosting that. And the Southeastern VHF Society Northeast Weak Signal Group. And all hosted by the Grid Pirate Contest Group and Directive System and Engineering. Also, that very same weekend is going to be the USA Science and Engineering Festival at the D.C. Convention Center. It's going to start on Friday and run through Sunday. Big event, thousands and thousands of folks. You'll see all kinds of good stuff there. The league table, the Maryland D.C. section table, our booth is 1133, 1133 if you get to D.C. And expecting thousands of folks down there and lots of stuff to see, lots of vendors, robotics. There's groups from the Air Force Academy, all kinds of groups, all showing what they're doing in science and engineering. Might be a great opportunity to bring out the kids and the teenagers and also talk to some of these folks and how they got to where they are and maybe a career path for them. And then, let me take a break. And then we get to the Greater Hagerstown Ham Fest in May. and the Memorial Day Ham Fest also in May. So we've got a few months before we get there, and I'm not going to cover all of those right now. While we have W3YVQ, let's go ahead and congratulate him. He was awarded and a recipient of the 2015 George Hart Distinguished Service Award. A great honor indeed. To a great man who's been involved in amateur radio for a very long time. A mentor to many. And Elmer to as probably as many. And a great teacher. And there's a lot of people in the national traffic system that certainly look up to Al, Father Al, as we call him, for all of the fine work he's done in the national traffic system. So without any more delay, let's turn it over to W3YVQ. And I'm on a tight line tonight, Al, so maybe nothing on national traffic system, but to you for the Hart Award.
Good evening, Marty. Let me reset the repeaters. I ought to take care of them. Well, thanks for the kind words. And my only regret after receiving such a fabulous honor is not to be able to talk to George Hart on Eastern Area Net anymore, since he's become a silent key. But I used to always look forward to going to Eastern Area with a fistful of First Region, because George would often be on there as the First Region receiver rep, and I would sit there and pass all of First Region traffic to him. I don't recall him ever making a sending error on CW, and he was one of the kindest and most efficient traffic handlers and amateur radio operators I'd known over the years. So he certainly will be missed, and he is generally granted status as being the father of the modern NTS in its current hub area and region and section net structure. From back in the World War II era. So thanks for your kind words, Marty, and for everyone here on the net. There are plenty of career opportunities in the national traffic system on both CW and phone nets, plus the National Traffic System Digital, which runs a 24/7 fleet of HF auto-forwarding radiogram handling stations that can also handle ICS-type email formatted text, and our radio email layer. And we've successfully dragged ourselves kicking and screaming into the modern IT world in the NTS as a joint operation with ARIES, hopefully throughout the country. Thank you, Marty, and 73 all. Have a great weekend. W3YVQ.
All right, very good. Thank you, Father Al, for that, and congratulations. Always certainly looking forward to hearing more about your activities here with National Traffic System, and I know we chatted once before about the ICS and the radiogram, the new direction that we're coming out with those things. So thank you very much. All right, let's move on. Also, I don't think I see Sid on board tonight. November Hotel 7 Charlie. Excuse me. Sid, Sid Cesar, was appointed to the ARRL Public Relations Committee for 2016, a position he's held before, and we congratulate him as well on that wonderful appointment. Also, Thomas Clark, very big in amateur radio and in AMSAT, was presented the AMSAT President's Award, Kilo 3 India Oscar. So we'd like to, if you know him, send him a nice note congratulating him on that award. Let's take a break. Continuing on, we've got the National Parks on the Air. Continuing on, the National Parks on the Air continues. I'm hearing a lot of activity of folks talking on 2 meters about what they've set up and where they've been. And it sounds like it's going very well. The league has been very supportive and putting a lot of information on the league website for the National Parks on the Air. So get an opportunity and set yourself up for a registration on there. And it just allows other people to see that you're going to be on the air. And Logbook of the World is the method of logging those contacts. And hopefully you'll meet the minimum requirements and maybe some maximum requirements for making contact. So I want to thank all those folks that are doing that, and have fun. Take a break. So a word about our recent blizzard. Let's see, definition of blizzard. So our recent blizzard, wherever you might have been at the time, there was a week's worth of preparation. We were being told well in advance this storm was coming, and a lot of organizations, emergency communications, emergency managers, civic groups, even the governor was quite prepared for this, including city mayors and city fathers of towns throughout Maryland, as well as Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, Delaware, and New Jersey, and on the Chesapeake Bay, to be prepared for the storm. No ARIES were called up. Some were put in standby. There was a lot of activity as far as passing weather reports, which is very good, to weather-worn stations. And there was two shelter activations. I talked to Deborah with HHS. She said they were activated in the city but were not used. So I want to thank all the ARIES members as well as the hams that participated in supporting your fellow hams and the communities that you live in during that event. Let's take a break. And to the Skywarn community, thank you very much for your wonderful participation. Reports were being given on Skywarn repeaters that I could hear, as I'm sure there were in your area, southern Maryland, western Maryland, and on the eastern shore, as well as central Maryland. Lots of Skywarn reports were coming in on measured snow and other conditions. Also on a repeater I was listening to, one of the hams that was listening to that repeater lost his power. And other hams helped him. They looked up the outage areas and approximately when it was going to come back. So he was able to make some adjustments and be prepared if it was going to be prolonged, but it wasn't. It was, I think, less than 4 hours. Also a motorist, just to let you know, I talked to a gentleman who was going back to Michigan and Wisconsin, who was traveling in this weather with his family on 270. And we talked. I told him how the weather conditions were up north, looked on the Maryland chart site to see what the road conditions looked like, and I'm sure there was no stranger to bad weather. He decided to go ahead and lay over in Frederick. I'm glad he did because it got much worse later. So to all those who were helping, and thank you very much. Take a break. All right, and also keep in mind that we've got some activities that are going on. We've got some testing that's happening within the section. You can check the VE website for those testing sessions. Also some activities at some of the clubs. I visited a group down by the airport. Unallocated space. I'm telling you, these guys are just, they've got a great setup down there. I mean, you walk into their radio club and you just want to start building stuff. I mean, you really do. They've got a workbench. I mean, that's the first thing you notice is the workbench. So they're looking for anyone who'd be interested in participating in that. The group is called Unallocated Space. And I talked to them, and we're on the path to getting them signed up as a club. So you're going to see a lot more activities from them. That'll be great on what they're doing. And also a club in western Maryland is also forming out there. There's a club by going by the name 219, giving Main Street, running through, I think, Oakland. And they've submitted their information for being a club. And if you belong to a club, make sure that your PIO advertises its activities. And tell us here so we can get it on the section news and on Echolink. Take a break. All right, that should be enough time. All right, so I've copied the list to paper, and I'm not exactly sure how many I can see. There might be more, but let's go through what I have so far. Let's start here at the top, WI3J. Go ahead, sir. You have a few words for us. Okay, nothing heard there. K3AK is in listening mode. Let's go to November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Go ahead.
From November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Good evening, Marty and the group. Nothing much going on here in Bowie. One thing which I noticed in my own situation, I'm working off my computer, and I don't seem to see that I have the signal strength nor the clarity that some of the stations, including your good self, Marty, has when they transmit. So I hope you can understand this, hear it. Please let me know, and I'll stand by. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Bowie.
Okay, Milford, well, you sound just fine. Milford, you sound just fine on here. I'm going to walk over and reset my router again. I don't know sure why it's not working. All the lights are on. I mean the router, that is. Hi. Okay, well, for some reason, stand by, everybody. Okay, I'm back. You sound fine, Milford? We heard everything you had to say there in Bowie. And no problem with your transmission whatsoever. So thank you for joining us this evening. Let's go back to Stu. Stu, are you still there, sir? Go ahead and give us a few words, please. All right, nothing from Stu. Let's go down to KA2JAI repeater through the KB3CMA repeater. Annapolis, Maryland, do we have any stations checking into Annapolis? Go ahead.
Whiskey Juliet 3, KB3, AWT, KA2JAI.
All right, we do have a few stations there. Let's go to WJ3K. We also have KB3KWT. Mr. Paul, we'll get to you in just a moment. And KA2JAI. Hang on just a second. Let's go to WJ3K.
Good evening, Marty and everyone. This is WJ3K, Gordon in Severna Park. I just want to remark how great a thrill it is to see W3YVQ finally getting his just rewards with the Hart Award. I can remember when I first started in traffic handling back about 25 years ago, I sent a message to a college classmate in Alaska who was still up there, and I tracked it through Eastern Area and from George Hart going west, and I knew right away it was in good hands. I shiver up my back because I knew the place that George held in the traffic handling world. And as far as the amount of work that's gone into the national traffic system and the amount of good that's come out of it, I think it's hard to compare, but LYVQ has certainly done a tremendous amount of work getting things organized, keeping things organized over there, and bringing the latest technology to bear. My comments.
Stand by. Looks like Marty fell off. He'll be back in a second. There he is. KB3JQ.
KB3JQQ.
Thank you, and thank you, Gordon. Yes, you're absolutely right. Great recognition for Father Al. I know I met him 10 years ago when I got my license and couldn't figure out what to do with my HT. Wow. Hey, if he's that lucky... Please give me 6 winning numbers, please. Okay, let's go down to KB3KWT, Mr. Paul. A few words, please.
I have no comments. Go ahead and turn it over to Mike, KA2.
Okay, Mike, as they say, Paul has relinquished the remaining his time to you. KA2JAI, go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of like watching. Well, we're looking forward to our monthly Aries meeting tomorrow here, Marty. We're going to be checking out and updating some of our equipment at that time. I'll turn it right back to you. This is KA2AI.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it's a good idea. Check your equipment before you have to use it. All right, let's move down the list to WB. Yeah, start over that one. How about KB3WQI? Mr. Ed, go ahead.
KB3WQI in the group. Just allowed the repeaters a little time to hopefully all reset. I don't have any real comments to make. Just everyone get out and try to enjoy the nice weather tomorrow. It's supposed to go up to 55 degrees here in Red Lion, Pennsylvania. And for those of you that are activating the national parks, they do have a Facebook site that is kind of informative. And it's very entertaining, that's for sure. Anyhow, I'll turn it back to Net Control, KB3 WQI.
Okay, Ed, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. Moving down to Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, Mr. Chris, something for the net this evening, sir, Mr. Baltimore Traffic Net Manager.
Well, good evening, Marty, and 7-3 to everyone on the conference tonight. keeping with the national traffic topic, I just want to recognize one of our new net control stations, and that is KB3JQQ, Mr. Scott. He's with us on the conference tonight. And Scott's been doing a fantastic job for us on the Baltimore Traffic Net for a couple months now as the net control station, and we're just real pleased to have him as part of our process. And also, one other thing from me tonight, I just had a great meeting at a ham club, which I am not a member of, this past Wednesday, and just a wonderful fellowship, and a lot of great information was presented, so just want to encourage everyone to get out to your local ham club and find out what's going on over there and get involved. Thanks, Marty. AB3WG.
Okay, Chris. Well, that's a great suggestion, getting out to and visit your ham club. They look forward to having people show up, especially their members and any visitors that might want to come. And a great place to find ideas and bounce ideas off other people. You'd be surprised. Somebody might have already done that and figured out a better way or easier way or cheaper way to do it. And, yes, I've heard Mr. Scott, Scott. I got Jeff. I just wrote Jeff down here for somebody else. KB3JQQ, great job participating in Baltimore Traffic Net. Chris can definitely use some help there. He can certainly use some help. So if you want to get involved on a regular basis or part-time or temporary or fill-in, they meet on the 145.33 repeater. That's 145.33. That has a receive site, from what I understand, is Annapolis, but it also transmitters up there in Baltimore County. Get great coverage. We get folks in from Gettysburg, York, as well as all over Central Maryland. And they meet each evening at 18:30 local time. Check in with your call sign, no traffic, and your membership is secured. Let's take a break. All right, let's move down to WB3GXW. Anyone on that system that would like to check in? WB3GXW, your call signs, please. All right, do we have anyone checking in on the November 3 Hotel Foxtrot, Ocean City or Silver Spring? Anyone in on those systems, November 3 Hotel Foxtrot, Ocean City or Silver Springs? Your call sign, please. All right, I didn't hear anyone, and I don't hear the ICF, the W3ICF. Anyone checking in through Frederick on the WICF repeater system on 146.73 with a PL tone of 141.3? Anyone coming in through Frederick? Okay, let's go back to our list. WA3TOI, Mr. Kurt, a few words for us this evening, please.
Hi, Marty and the rest of the net. This is Kurt, WA3TOI, Skyborne Subnet Coordinator for Anne Arundel County. And speaking of the snowstorm, fortunately we didn't have a lot going on. Gordon monitored the frequencies for us quite a bit, and we didn't really have any reports to to transmit into Sterling. So it was kind of fortunately an uneventful event, and I'm kind of glad of that. And with that, I'm going to turn it back to you, Marty, because I'm going to get ready to go to bed so I can get up tomorrow morning and help bring the daughter home from the hospital, hopefully. Hopefully she'll be released tomorrow and be back home. WA3TOY.
Okay, Kurt. Well, we wish you and your daughter the very best on her hopefully speedy recovery, and to you as well. And we hope to hear the very best from both of you. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. KB3JQQ, Mr. Scott in Pikesville, how about a few words for the net this evening, and thank you for this fill-in while my internet was cycling heavily. Now it's back again, but I'm going to stick with the I'm going to stick with it on the Android, guys, folks. No reason to try to jump off of this wagon. Go ahead, Mr. Scott.
All right. Good evening, Marty. I don't see the W3HF link or repeater up. I don't see Phil's repeater up. And apparently, when you keyed up too long the first time, GXW repeater fell off. And I guess John's not there to hook those things up. So anyway, it's always good to know that I'm part of a 100-plus-year-old tradition helping out with the national traffic system. And it really feels good to let me know that I'm appreciated and that I'm helping out something that's been going on for a long time and will continue to go on for a long time. So with that, back to net, KB3JQQ.
Okay, Mr. Scott, thank you very much. All right, let me segue to a different topic real quick. Excuse me. If you haven't had a chance to do this and you have a dual-band radio, and you haven't had a chance to talk through one of the many amateur radio satellites, let me just put a plug in right now. Currently, the Fox 1 Alpha satellite, designated Alpha Oscar 85, has been quite active. Get ready, I'm going to give you some frequencies here. If you want to copy these down, and once you get that all in place, you certainly can listen. And then when you get those pre-programmed with your uplink and downlink frequency, you'll have a chance to talk to the satellite. So I'll take a break. When I come back, I'm going to give you some details. Okay. The satellite name is Fox. That's Foxtrot Oscar X-ray 1 and the letter A, Alpha. It's designated Alpha Oscar 85. Alpha Oscar 85. AO 85. The uplink frequency. The uplink frequency is the uplink frequency is 435.180. And you'll need a PL tone of 67 on that. The downlink frequency, which you can listen to, is 145.980. Now, keep in mind, there's a little bit of shift there, so if you listen to FM, you're not going to hear the shift, but if you, sometimes I like to switch over to sideband. Sometimes I can hear it, but you have to make the adjustment. But anyway, those are your frequencies. If you don't have a tracking program, I would suggest you get one, and then you can track the satellite and perhaps get a QSO through the bird. Okay, and there's a lot of other satellites up there. You can find them on the AMSAT site. All right, let's go down to Kilo Alpha 3, Tango Whiskey. You're next on my list. Go ahead. All right, nothing there. Let's move down to Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike November. That's a great CW call sign. Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike November. Go ahead.
Okay, this is John. Good evening to everybody. This is WA3MNN. I'm not sure if John GXW is around this evening. That might be why his repeater system is not there or dropped off. The Wash DC conference server is in my basement, so I'm making sure it's up and running for this net. So that's pretty much it. Vacationed a couple of weeks ago this past week. Was last weekend at the Orlando Hamcation, first time there. And it's sort of like a mini Dayton. So that's pretty much it. Nothing else further here. Just connecting via my iPhone because I can't do the EchoLink on a computer and the conference server at the same time on my Fios connection. So back to net.
Okay, John, you're definitely the definition of a lighthouse keeper there. You're keeping the lights on for us to be safe and keeping us away from danger. Thank you very much for keeping us up and running this evening. Yeah, I was having internet issues for 20 minutes. I finally gave up. I went to the Android. All right, thank you, John, for joining us. Let's move down the list to November 3, Mike Romeo Kilo. Mr. Mark, a few words, please.
Good evening, everybody on the net. My name's Mark, N3MRK. I'm up here in Sousa County, Maryland. Club member of the WA3SFJ repeater. Just for the Radio Association. So, everything running well up here. We had a couple of test sessions in December and January, and even in those holiday tests, we still managed to get half a dozen people in for tests and upgrades. So, but other than that, all quiet here, ready for some warm weather. So, back in net control. This is November 3, Mike Romeo Kilo.
All right, well, thank you very much, and very good on the testing sessions there in Cecil County. I'm working on trying to get enough antenna in the air so I can actually talk up there, so I can check into your local nets, too. But that is quite a distance for me from here, and there's a big ridge over that way, kind of over there near the northeast side of Baltimore. I'm still trying to deal with, trying to get over that. All right, thank you for joining us. Now, my list doesn't go any further, and so I don't know if there's anyone after that. I want to recognize Zulu Sierra 1 Oscar Kilo. Alistair, thank you very much for joining us again. He joins us from Africa, where he records our sessions here on the Maryland DC section Echolink net, and he's using that information as well as information from other sources to do the same where he's at. So congratulations to all of you for participating and giving Alistair an excellent recording of our net, which, if I'm not mistaken, he should be somewhere probably like 3 or 4 in the morning as I look at my 24-hour clock here. It should be pretty early for him. And I can't quite find it. Oh, yeah. It's probably somewhere around 2 in the morning. All right, moving on. Let's ask for any stations. Let's do whiskey stations first. Any stations I have not called, starting with whiskey. Go ahead. All right. Do we have any stations connected to the W3SMD link system? There's a whiskey for you. Anybody with the W3SMD, any stations there? Your call signs, please.
Yeah, good evening. Whiskey 1, Juliet Delta. Oh, not much to say. Good evening to you. I'm glad tomorrow's going to be a halfway decent day. We can get some work done on a tower. Got a few things to correct that happened over the winter. Back to you, Whiskey 1, Juliet Delta.
Okay, Whiskey 1, Juliet Delta, thank you. Yeah, tower work, the weather's getting nice out. Although I think we're going to have, up here near Baltimore, we're going to have some snow piles for a while. I got a few still, a few snow pile islands dotting the neighborhood up here. All right, anyone, any other stations starting with Whiskey, W?
WI3J, Marty, I saw I missed you when you called me previously. I was distracted here. Couldn't get back to this little iPhone thing, but just wanted to let you know I've been listening and checking in, no comments. Back to you, Marty, WI3J.
Hey, Stu, very good. Well, I think your quarter's still in the jukebox, or at least it was, so no problem there. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to any station starting with November. Any stations with November as the first letter? Your call signs, please. All right. How many stations I haven't called starting with the letter Alpha? Any stations starting with the letter Alpha? Your call signs, please. All right. Doesn't this sound great? Echolink contesting. How about any stations starting with the letter Kilo? Kilo. Stations with starting with Kilo. Your call signs, please.
This is Kilo Bravo. Alpha India, David in Edgewood, Hartford County.
All right, David, very good. Thank you for checking in from Hartford County. Kilo Bravo 3, Kilo Alpha India. You have a few words for us this evening before we move on?
Well, I'd just like to say good evening to everybody. This is the first opportunity I've had to actually join in and say hello. So hi there. I've been working with Jeff, Kilo Bravo 3, Lima, Foxtrot Golf, to help get the Hartford County Reikis and Aries kind of back up and going, and working with them and rebuilding the website at HartfordNCOM.org, as well as getting myself kind of back up on the air. Hopefully to get a decent antenna rigged up past the series this weekend and see what we can do. It's a good time to be out there and playing. Maybe 3KAI, sir.
Okay, very good, David. Thank you for joining us. Do we have any other stations with Kilo? Kilo is the first letter that I have not called. Your call sign, please. All right, I see WI3N, Mr. Jim. Mr. Jim, thank you for joining us, sir. How about a few words for our net this evening, please? WI3N, KB3MXM. No audio, sir. Are you still there? WI3N, KB3MXM, go ahead. All right, he was there and he was gone, just like me. Okay. Well, I have nothing really extra to add to the net this evening. I want to thank everybody for joining us. I remind you to check the ARRL website for any updates, activities, events, and things that might interest you. There are some contests coming up as well. And as I said, always supporting the Parity Act. Continue your support wherever you can. And there's also activities that are going to be, I guess you're already starting at some of the clubs for Field Day in June. So don't forget to volunteer where you can, especially when it comes to activities that increases knowledge in amateur radio, supports your local communities, increases fellowship in the ham community, and otherwise makes this the most enjoyable hobby ever. Does anyone have anything else to add before we close tonight?
November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Milford, go right ahead, sir.
Okay, fine. Thanks, Marty. I have, digging out, I've got a Helicrafters S-40B, I believe, and I'm needing some IF transformers. I believe there's three in it. If anybody knows who or where I can get a hold of some IF transformers for the Helicrafters, why, then let me know. They can contact me on my call sign, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf at ARRL.net. I would appreciate any help with this. Thank you very much, and thanks, Marty.
Okay, very good, Stu. Yeah, well, I've got a Helicrafters, too. Nothing I can spare, I guess. All right, very good. Do we have anyone else? We're down to the last 5 minutes. Does anyone else want to join us or have a few comments for us before we close? Your call signs, please. All right, I keep hearing something out of the W3SMD system, but it's coming in with just a beep or two. We're not getting any audio. We'll take a good standby. Let everything reset and see if we can have them check in with us. KB3MXM. All right. Thank you, Scott, for that comment. All right, folks, this is it for the February session of the Maryland DC EchoLink Net. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Remember, if you have any activities, events, functions, or things that are happening within your area and your community and your club, please send them to me at my call sign, Kilo Bravo 3 Mike X-Ray Mike at ARRL.net, and we'll get it in the section news for you. So myself and the section staff, our clubs, our members, and our hams, I want to thank you once again. Have a great night. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe, and we'll see you here next month. 7-3s to all. KB3MXM.
YVQ.
Oh, I'm sorry, Al. Did I miss you? Did you ask for a time?
I just wanted to add a comment and thank Gordon for his kind words. And Gordon, as you know, is former net manager for NDD. And it's great traffic handlers like Gordon that make the NTS work and survive. So thanks to Gordon for his service and his kind words. 73YVQ, 7-3.
Oh, very good, Al. And, you know, I visited, just to let you know, I went to visit the club down at St. Mary's, and I've got some invitations. I'm going to go to some more. But I talked to them about the National Traffic System, gave them a short presentation about the you know, how the organization, the league, the section, groups work, talked about Aries. I got to National Traffic System, and I was really surprised how much interest there was. And I said, you know, you guys, you're in a great spot. You're between Southern Maryland, between Virginia, Northern Virginia, D.C., the Eastern Shore, and it sounds like they like to get started doing some traffic handling. They want to have someone go down and show them how to do a radiogram, and maybe you might be looking at a new net down there, Al. They sound very enthusiastic about it, and I'm hoping to get another chance to go down there and talk to them, okay?
Roger, and perhaps we can get Ray, Foxtrot Whiskey, and he gathers some of those fellows together at a place where it's convenient, and we can do an Echolink session here and put the radiogram in the text box a line at a time. Very useful for training, and it saves gas.
An excellent idea. Excellent idea. Well, when I talk to Boz again, he's the president down there, Boz. When I talk to Boz again or the group down there, I'll definitely mention it. So I'll have the affiliated club coordinator, hint, hint, still looking for one. I'll have him contact him and see if we can't get something set up. All right, it's top of the hour. It's now 1900 Eastern Time. Thank you all for joining us. I do have to run. And 7-3. It's KB3MXM.
W3YVQ, good day.
KB3WQI, clear Echo Link.
And I don't know if you see the text, Leon, K3AKE, but glad you're on board listening. I don't know how much you get on the Kindle, and if you can see the text box or not, you can let us know on BTN. But good to see you're calling the list, too. W3YVQ.